Father, we're so thankful to gather tonight in the name of your Lord Jesus Christ. We're so thankful to already sense the presence of the Lord here in this place. Father, tonight we thank you that we're going to begin to see the things that you wanted us to see and understand. That we have your wisdom and your knowledge and your hearing to hear what the Spirit has to say to us tonight, Father. I thank you that each and every one here tonight will receive the thing that they've been believing, that they've been standing in for tonight. They'll have the revelation and knowledge of you, Father. They won't have to look any other direction or to anyone else, Lord. They'll begin to know you, Lord, on a personal base and begin to realize how real you are. That you're not something in our imagination nor something that we think. That you are the creators of heaven and of earth. And that you truly are the Alpha and Omega. And that the Holy Spirit that we follow each day and learn each day is truly the Holy Spirit that brought Jesus back to life from the grave, from the pits of hell. Help us tonight, Lord, to understand and go the way that you will lead us. Father, I thank you that Gary speaks totally by the Holy Spirit, Lord, in each and every thing that is said and done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those of you that were here last week, and I think everybody was here except Jody was here last week, the Lord's kind of changed our direction. You know, we've taught for about a year, and every time I'd read the Great Commission, part of it all, you know, the way I always heard it, it said, "Go ye into all the world and teach all nations." You know, and so that's what I do. You know, I teach. And but I got to reading it again. It doesn't really say that. It says, "Go ye into all the world and teach them to observe." Teach them to observe, or that means to do all things which I have commanded you. Well, and that ties in with the book of James. You know, it's only the doer of the word that gets blessed. So this is a real quick review, and for benefit of the tape. For a year we've taught, you know, but by the time you all get out of here, it's usually 9 o'clock, 9:15, sometimes later. You know, you've been working all day. You go home. By the time you get the kids to bed or get yourself ready for bed or clean up the kitchen or whatever it is you do and go to bed, now, you may fully intend, you know, to be a doer of the word, but by the time you know, it's too late. By the time you get home and go to bed, and then tomorrow's the same old routine. You got to get up and rush around and get ready for work and get the kids off to school or whatever it is you do. And so, you know, you just forget it, and then, you know, you get busy all day long, and pretty soon, before you know it, the next Thursday's rolled around, and you haven't done what we talked the previous Thursday, see? So the Lord told me, He says, I want you to start. He told me like this, to get it in my mind that this is not so just a teaching session, this is a training session. Everyone say training. In other words, we'll teach, and then for part of it at least, we'll do. Okay? And then he gave me an idea, and I'm going to try and be real careful, because a lot of people are going to get these notebooks that I'm fixing to pass out to you that can't see me. They're going to get it in the mail, and they're going to get this tape, and I want them to understand. So, you know, I may be saying a lot of things. You're going, well, why is he saying that? Because I want them to be able to understand by words what you guys can observe just by seeing. Well, first off, and I got to give thanks to Sue always. Without her, none of this would happen, you know. We're doing all. And then Shirley has been working to get this together, and Angie come over and helped getting this together. Or this never would have got done, I'm telling you. So you want one to, so you have something to follow along with anyway. And say, boy, this is great. Now what I'm handing out are some small half-inch black ring binders, and they have some divisions in them. And we're going to kind of look at those. And I've got some things for you to put in them. Go, Jody. These are yours to keep, to take home with you. And you're welcome to bring them back at the Bible studies. But even if you don't, I'll have the handouts for you every week. And you can take them home and put them in your ring binder. You already got yours. Gerald, I'll lay one right here so you'll have something to follow along with you. Oh, yes. Yeah, I want every... And by the way, on the tape, if you're getting this tape, and you're a husband and wife, and if you're both into God and do things, you know, where the husband and wife are both praying and seeking the Lord, you're welcome to each one have your own ring binder. And they're available by writing Gary Carpenter Ministries, Post Office Box 9667, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74157. Hallelujah. How about this? Okay, so you open it up. First thing you see, we got two booklets on the inside. One of them is a white booklet called God's Creative Power. How many of you have never seen that before? Is there anybody? Pat's never seen it. Okay, Jody's never seen it. You never have. Okay. This book was one of the first books when Sue and I got saved and the rest of this bunch got saved back in the 80s. God managed to get, and Gerald, this was one of the first books he got into our hands. Go ahead and take yours out and take a look at it. He has a real good teaching in here about the power of confession. And I might as well tell you again, I've taught you before, I'm going to tell you again. In fact, repeat this after me.
I will never
rise above my confession. Now, that's one of the first thing. One of the first things the Lord had instructed me to do was for you to have your own individual copy of this book. The first part of it is primarily teaching. Don't rush through that. Read it several times. Get you a highlighter and highlight the stuff that stands out to you. We're not going to do it tonight, but then, starting on about page 14, everyone turn over to page 14. He has, what he's done here is just take Scripture and make it into confession form for you. For example, the first section is to defeat worry and fear, confess these gospel, he calls them gos-pills, like medicine, three times a day. Everyone say it with me. I am. The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
And Satan hath
no power
over
me.
For I overcome evil,
with good.
When you said that, can't you feel something on the inside of you? I mean, something just starts rising up. You say that two or three times, I am the body of Christ and Satan hath no power. And every word of that is true. That is exactly the gospel. But we mostly go around saying, man, I don't know, the devil sure been after me. That's not what the Lord said. That's not what the Bible says. You got to, you know, I'm not planning on teaching tonight, okay? It's hard for me not to on that one. And you can go to your own Bible. He's got the Scriptures in there. If any of these sound new to you, say, well, I never heard that. There's your Scripture. Go look it up for yourself. 1 Corinthians 12:27 and Romans 12:21. When I first got this book, I'm sure it's still here in the office somewhere, and I'm talking 16 years ago. I did. Being raised and trained Baptist, there was a lot of things in here that I had never heard it put this way before. It was shocking. Some of this sounded like heresy, some of this stuff to me. Really, I'll be honest with you. And I had to go get my Bible, and if you want to know the truth, I got Grandma's Bible, which is still in there. I knew hers was a real Bible now, you know. And I'd looked up every single one of these just to make sure. I've been lied to by preachers before, okay? And every one of them checks out. And if you want to do it, I would encourage you, check them out yourself. But the main thing is start getting it out of your mouth. Again, when God was instructing Joshua how to take the land, and that corresponds with how we're supposed to live the abundant life, the first instruction was, the first one, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. The second instruction, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Third instruction, that thou mayest observe to do. Okay? All right? Now, today it's not the law, it's the Word of God. He that is a doer of the Word is blessed in every deed, in his deeds. Okay? But step number one hasn't changed. Jody, get it in your mouth. Well, this makes it real easy. Don't ever come to me anymore and say, I don't know, I'm all worried and fearful and I don't know what to do. For worry and fear, confess these gospels 3 times a day. And when you call me, I'm going to say, where's your white book? It's noon. Have you said them twice today? You know, you're with me? Let's look at a couple more sections in here. The next section on page 17 says, if overweight, take this gospel before meals 3 times a day. And we're not going to confess it. Look at the next section. How about for material needs? Anyone got any material needs? We're talking about longer cars and VCRs here, okay? We're talking about your checkbook. We're talking about where you live, what you eat, your kids' shoes, real stuff. God's a real God. He knows you need this stuff, okay? He said some stuff about it. He'd like for you to start saying the same stuff. Yes, ma'am?
No.
Oh, okay. So there's a section for material needs. Let's look at the next section over here. Well, you've got a lot there. Okay. Page 20. For wisdom and guidance. How many could use some wisdom and guidance? How often do I hear, I just don't know what to do? I mean, I know God loves me, and I know I have the Holy Ghost, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I just don't know what He wants me to do. And next time you call me, I'm going to say, now for wisdom and guidance, page 20, confess these 3 times a day. Now notice, until it is manifest. You all have heard me teach calling those things that be not as though they were. How in the world is God going to be able to join with what you're saying? Jesus has already plainly said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Now, is that what He said or not? Now, how in the world is He going to be able to make that true in your life if you're going around saying, I can't hear God? It's no different at all. It's the same principle as the person that's got a terminal disease, and they start confessing, by His stripes I was healed. It's the same principle. You start saying first. Principle one, again, get it in your mouth. I hear the voice of my shepherd, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. That's step one. Did you really hear Him? No. But the Word says, the Word says, and I agree with it anyway. Now you're starting to get into faith. Now you're starting to agree with what the Bible says, and that Jesus can honor that. You do that for a while, He will manifest this. Okay, if I don't quit that, we're going to be here a long time. The teaching in here is excellent. He says the same things. 22, page 22, the next section. For comfort and strength, confess these as often as necessary. For some of us in here, that may be every 5 minutes. You know. Okay, the next section. Well, I think, okay, that's it. And then he has some little summary teaching there. Now, listen. God may instruct you sometime to get some of these books and give them away. But I'm telling you right now, don't give your copy away. God does not require you to give your copy away. This book right here will, that little book that you've got in your hand will change your life.
Don't let it depart from out of your
hands. If somebody needs a book and they can't afford to buy a book, you can buy, for the benefit of the tape, you can buy these at many good Christian bookstores. I don't think you can buy them, and I'm sorry, but I don't think you can buy them at the Baptist bookstore. At least you can't here in Tulsa. Some of these they even sell at Walmart. But if you can't find it in your area, and you hear me talking about it on this tape, again, if you'll write us at the address I gave you earlier, I'll send you one free. I'll send you one free. I'll send you one for every member of your family if they want one. And it's absolutely no charge. Okay, got that? Okay, put that back in the little pocket. Does yours have these little white tabos? Okay, hang on to those. Just leave them in there, because later on there's going to be more sections. In fact, let's talk about the sections before I talk about this other book. Shirley did this. Bless her darling heart. These first sections are patterned after the Lord's Prayer. Okay? For example, the first one's called Worship. And the Lord's Prayer starts off, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Okay? And the principle, see, Jesus didn't really say, pray this prayer. What he said was, after this manner, pray thee, after this pattern. So the first thing you do is worship. We're going to put some things, I want to give you one, well, in fact, let me go ahead and, I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, we'll put some things in there in a minute. But then the next part of the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Okay, so the next section you'll see here is, that ties exactly in with Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. In other words, put His will first, then all these things will be added to you. See the pattern? So the next thing you pray are things concerning His will for your life, His will, His call for your life. This is where we're going to be praying for our nation, praying for our pastors, praying for your call. What is it, Lord, you want me to be doing? Stuff like that. Excuse me. Next section. Now, after you do that, seek ye first the kingdom. Then it's give us this day our daily bread. This has to do with your provision. Longer cars, VCRs, your kids' shoes, your food, where you live, what you eat, your clothes you wear, that kind of stuff. And God's interested in all that stuff. And He'll sure get it to you. But we're going to be talking about that. Forgiveness. And we taught this really last week. And if you're hearing this tape and you don't have the previous week's tape, again, write or call. We'll send it to you free. I've got some handouts now to go with last week's lesson. You'll see that in a minute. But we're going to have some more things. And see, the point of this is, listen, has there ever been a time, you know, like during the year, a problem comes in your life suddenly? You know how they come suddenly?
Yep.
1 minute everything's fine, the next minute, whoa. And do you ever go, I know Gary taught on that. Let's see, which tape was that? what was it he said again? Okay, we don't want to have to do that. What this is intended, now I'm not going to try and duplicate the lessons in here. You understand me? What this is will be like a short, this is the doing part. It'll be a very short summary, just to refresh your memory. Then the next page is what to do. Whether it be forgiveness, whether it be sickness, whether it be praying for your provision, no matter what it is, interceding for someone else. Okay? And so the idea being, this is going to be your workbook, something you can go to fast when you got to refresh your mind and remember what to do, because it's only the doer of the word that's blessed. That's going to be the purpose of this. You can go to this instantly and say, oh yeah, okay, yeah, here's my scriptures and here's what I need to do, and okay, yeah, we can do this. Does that sound like a good idea?
And as you get in the word concerning these things, then the Lord will give you scriptures yourself that you haven't seen before to apply in these situations. He'll give them to you by the Holy Spirit.
Oh, by all means, these are your books. And what I mean by, feel free to just take loose leaf notebook paper, add your notes, scriptures that you find on your own that applies to a lesson, write them down, put them in there. See, this is to be right on these pages, right in the margins like you would your Bible. My greatest dream would be that this would become your personal survival manual and your personal war manual, you know, and your personal manual to intercede somebody else out of the problems they're in.
Write down what the Holy Spirit starts speaking to you.
Absolutely.
Or any time you have a prophecy by the Holy
Spirit. Your dream should go in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Your dream should go in there.
And keep it there.
See what I'm saying?
Before your eyes all the time. Don't let it depart from your eyes.
If you get a copy of the interpretation, that should go in there. Be sure and date it. But see, that kind of thing, this is your own, I mean, you're not limited to what I give you here. And I got the little ones on purpose because I didn't want this to be bulky and something, you know. We'll have volume 2, and I don't know what. This is new. I've never seen this. Has y'all seen this done before? I never have either. You know, this kind of stuff happens when you pray in tongues a lot. you know. So there may be, the next volume may be green. Oh, by the way, that when the Lord told me to do this, just tell you how the Lord, you know what, who was it? Yeah, you said a while ago, quit warning them about that just to ask God, you know. Well, I was asking him. I knew he wanted me to buy the ring binders. I knew that this was the size. And I was fixing to go over and get them, but I was going, how many, Lord? How many should I buy, you know? And just as plain as anything, he said, 25. He didn't hesitate at all, 25. And I thought, I wonder how he's so sure. I drove to Mardell's. Guess how many of these they had? 25. Exactly, 25. Okay. The Lord knows what He's doing. Hallelujah. Okay. The next thing. Okay, forgiveness. We talked about that last week. And I want to give you some handouts there in a minute. But again, listen. Nothing works. Nothing in this whole kingdom works. Your foundation is forgiveness. Don't be thinking your tithing is going to work with you going around full of bitterness and strife and unforgiveness. Forget that. If you think you're going to go around gossiping and slandering and cutting people down with your tongue and you're going to buy God off with your tithes and offerings and He's going to bless you anyway, you're at the wrong Bible study because that's not the truth. You're not going to hear that here.
None of your prayers will ever get answered if you have bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart towards any person unless it's the prayer of asking God to forgive you for being bitter towards them and to help you forgive them from your heart. That's the only prayer will work if you don't forgive somebody.
And we taught at length on that last week, as y'all remember. And again, if you're hearing my voice by tape, but you don't have the previous week's tape, write and ask for it. But what I'm going to give you here in a little bit, you'll see, is a summary of last week. Now, lead us after you're walking in forgiveness, after you're walking in forgiveness and you know you are. See, then it's, Lord, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not. Lead us not. So now the next section is the leadership of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're going to have a real hard time following the leadership of the Spirit walking around in unforgiveness and strife now. Okay? You're going to have a real hard time with that. So it's after you get clean of that. That's why I said that's the foundation for your success. You've got to do this part about forgiveness. Because it's only after that that you start getting the leadership of the Spirit, and that's what you want. Okay, the next section. Deliver us from evil. How many of y'all would like some of that? How many of you know the devil's got some evil plan for you? And if you're not walking under the leadership of the Spirit, you'll probably fall in that trap. See? But once you start being led by the Spirit, then the idea is, Lord, lead us around those things. There's a big old, the devil put a big old pit right there for me to fall into, but I'm not walking in the dark by God. You know, bless God, I've got the leadership of the Spirit. I'm going around that thing. Deliver us from evil. Okay? He'll show you things to come, things the devil has planned for you. He'll show you in a night vision something that the devil's got planned so you can pray against it and get free of that. Hallelujah. That's good stuff, isn't it, Jody? Glory to God. And then the last part is praise, which is different from worship. But see, it ends up with, for thine is the power, thine is the glory, thine is the kingdom forever, see? We start off with worship, and it ends up with praise. You know, just hallelujah. So we'll have things in there about that. And then the next section, God only knows what's coming in there. Right now, I know what I'm going to give you. Probably next week. We just didn't have time to get everything done today. Starting next week, though, y'all remember those handouts, some of them that I gave? The tithe is not the seed. The word is the seed. I want you to have some of those ready reference. I love the one that says, grace solves man's problems and offers the solution as a gift. Is that good or what? It's just good to just take that and get you a big black cup of coffee and just read that and say it and just meditate on that for a while. I mean, you talk about peace start coming in like a river. God's grace solves your problem, Sandra, and offers the solution as a gift. Is that good or what? You meditate on that a little bit, we'll see Sandra. There she goes, lapping the block again. She's having one of them running fits, going around and around the block. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all liking this so far? Okay, now the second book, pull it out for a minute. It's called God's Creative Power. It's also by Charles Capps. This is the sequel to the first one. It's pretty new. It's not been out very long. And this one centers up on healing. This one is especially for healing. Okay? He's got more teaching in this one. And it is absolutely fabulous. The best thing I could do to teach you would be to sit here and just read this book to you. You can't improve on this. I mean, God, Charles Capps, he's almost an apostle. God called this man to teach the church about confession. That's That's his, I mean, he teaches other things, but that's by, like God called Kenneth Hagin to teach faith, and God's called Dave to teach about praying in the Spirit and the benefits of that. I'm telling you, Charles Capps is called of God to teach about this, about confession. It's the best I've ever seen, hands down. But now I want you to, so, you know, you can read that later, but turn to page 24. In Proverbs, God calls his word medicine, health, medicine, to all your flesh. So Charles takes that literally. I want you to listen to his... Now, just, if you go to Dr. George and he gives you a prescription, it's going to be something on there like, take these two times a day until you've used them all up, or something like that. And sometimes it may say, may cause drowsiness. In other words, it may have some kind of side effect. Now, listen to Charles. I love this. He's got all these scriptures here, and he says, to be spoken by mouth three times a day until faith comes. Then, once a day, to maintain faith. If circumstances grow worse, double the dosage. There are no harmful side effects. Now, if you'll take it just like that, and just as if Dr. George prescribed a prescription for you, your health shall spring forth speedily. God's Word is medicine. And we're talking even things like depression. That's, you know, depression. We're talking physical ailments. But, oh man, this is just... Yes, ma'am.
Tell them about a couple of weeks ago. Now, you
about
can
Judy?
On me. Yeah,
you about you?
Me.
Okay.
I'm the doer of the word.
Okay. Well, we on the 4th of July weekend, we went up to visit my parents at Grand Lake. And, we had quite a few people up there. And I forget which morning it was. Sue, was it Friday morning? Saturday morning? Friday morning, anyway. One of those mornings. Now, I'm the early riser. I always get up before everybody. And I woke up about 4 o'clock. And I woke up with a scratchy throat. You know, that feverish feeling that you feel, you know, when you know something. Uh-oh. Know something's coming on you. My eyes were a little puffy. And just had that draggy feeling, you know. Well, I fixed me a pot of coffee. I didn't want to wake everybody up. So I, you know, got me a cup of coffee and went out in the front yard. And while everybody else is asleep for an hour, I walked around the yard thanking the Lord that by His stripes I was healed. Now, with my mouth, thank you, Lord. Man, thank you, Lord. By Your stripes I was healed. I thank You, Lord, that I have authority over all sickness. No sickness can enter my body. Jesus, You bore my sicknesses and carried my pains. Here I am. It's not even dawn yet. I'm walking around in O.R.'s front yard with my hands lifted up. Hallelujah, Jesus. With a scratchy throat. It hurt. Feeling feverish. Feeling woozy. Did not feel like doing it. I felt like going back in, laying back down, going to bed. Walking around in the front yard. Oh, I thank You, Lord, and I praise You that by Your stripes I was healed. I don't care what these symptoms say. Lord, Your word is truth, and I walk in the truth. I thank You that I am healed. I call myself well. Jesus, You are my healer. That kind of thing for an hour. After about an hour, the symptoms just lifted. I never had any more problem. Sue, I'll let you tell your half.
I got up with the same symptoms, and I didn't do what Gary did. And it lasted 2 weeks, and I was hacking and coughing and I missed services and felt like crummy, all around crummy.
And had to, I just kept going and replenishing Tussin extra strength,
yeah,
cough suppressant stuff and everything. Now see, she didn't tell me she woke up with those symptoms. I didn't know it, and she didn't know I had woke. By the time she got up, I was already healed. I never, you know. But just to show you, if one person takes it and does what the Word says and another one doesn't, it's only the doer of the Word that's blessed in his deed. Okay? Hallelujah. What? Oh, sneezing. take 3 times a day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So, okay, are you pretty? You're armed now. You got your two books here, okay? Keep those with you. Now, here's the next thing that goes in there. Do y'all notice every one of these ring binders look exactly the same? I can just see 25 people coming in here and going, that's mine. No, that's mine. No, you've got my copy. So the first thing we're handing out here...
Just
Jesus, as long as you do.
Don't write that in
the okay. Remind me every time. This is just so you can personalize this. The handout I'm giving for benefit of the tape says, this copy of Being a Doer of the Word workbook belongs to, and you write in your name, and then I have two scriptures on there to remind you of why we're doing this. Oh, you need one of those. Okay. But be you doer, James 1:22, but be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, that's what we've been for a year for the most part, forgetful hearers, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen? So just feel free to write your own name in there or whatever, but that's just so everybody will know whose is whose here. Now, I've got one page for you to put in the worship section. Tim Stemple gave me this a while back. I really like it. This is not one of those that I could exactly give you chapter and verse for, but I don't think you'll have any problems with this. I'm doing this physically, but I'm mentally somewhere else here. Worship section. This goes in your worship section, if I can talk. Hallelujah. And I'll go ahead and read this for benefit of the tape. Pop, pop, pop. All those popping you hear, and there's people putting their papers in their notebook. Pop. Sometimes we make worship too hard. You know what? You know. Remember the very first two lessons? I'm sure you probably don't, but I do. They were basically stay close to your shepherd and follow your shepherd. And you remember what I asked the Lord when I was praying? I mean, we were just starting out. And I always ask him, what is it you want? What's the bottom line? What do you want tonight? What is it you want from the people? You remember what he told me? He says, I would like for them to talk to me once in a while. That was the heart of Jesus. That's what he wanted. I wish my people would talk to me. Now let me read this out loud. Just follow along with me. An open letter from Jesus of Nazareth to all Christians. Dear friends, over the last 2,000 years, I have watched as you have established churches, rebelled against churches, performed for me, established colleges, radio stations, TV stations, and other buildings and organizations. You have preached my word, told people what they should not do, had seminars on how not to do those bad things, and that is all wonderful. I know your heart. But it's time to start doing what I created you for. When you were made, I had one thing in mind. I wanted to love you with all my heart, soul, and mind, and have you do the same. But over the years, you have put everything before me. You put your ministries, your work for me, your families and schools before me, and with all good intentions. But I would like for you to start doing with your life what my son David did. Rise early every morning and seek me first. Seek me in praise and worship with instruments. I promise if you would love me this way, with all your heart, soul, and mind, I will send the Holy Spirit, and my perfect love will cast out all your fear. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
When your fear is gone, you will have the power to love your neighbor, and each day you praise and worship me first, your flesh will die a little more, and you will start showing the fruit. I speak about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now when you walk, my light will shine from you, and the unsaved will want what you have. I know this is very simple, but I am simple, and I want you to keep it simple. Just love me with all of your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself, your friend, Jesus. Is that good or what? I want you to have that every now and then, just to refer back. You know, when you sometimes when life seems to get so confusing and the heavens seem like brass, you know, and it's good for me. I go back to it every now. I've had this a while. I should have shared it with you sooner. But it's nice to just go back and say, oh, yeah, He's not only my Lord. He's not only my Savior. He is my friend. He's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. I love you, Jesus. Thank God you're here, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? That's a start. Now, I'm going to give you this next one. Now, this goes in forgiveness. This is a summary. And, of course, I don't have everything that was taught last week. But this is a summary of the main points and some of the main scriptures. So that in a hurry, if you needed to reference it fast, you could just turn to your notebook and you'd have all of the basic points. Remind me to give you a tape from last week before you leave.
Did you see that one by reference?
I'm sorry, what? See that one what? Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I need to get on his mailing list. I'm not on it. Here, baby. Hallelujah.
And I thought it was real timing because I got it and then we had some here.
He does that all the time. If you'll notice how often that whatever's taught here Thursday night, so often Dave will teach on it Friday night or Sunday. It's just amazing how often that happens. Rick Renner will get in the mail. It's just hearing the same voice. Hallelujah. I need to get on his list. I really do. Anyway, now let's look at this page here is like the teaching part. I'm going to hand you another page that's the doing part. And that's what I'm going to try and do every week. I'm going to try and summarize the lesson on one page. That means I can't hit everything, but just whatever I can get of the highest points on one page, just to refresh your memory. Then the second page, doing the Word. All right, for example, everyone knows Matthew 6:12, part of the Lord's Prayer, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Jesus made it very clear that unforgiveness, bitterness, and strife in our hearts block us from receiving the blessings in our life that our Father desires to give us. Notice what he says in these verses. For example, Matthew 6:14-15, Jesus says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Okay, y'all remember that from last week? Now, I'm not going to take time now to go ahead and read these other ones, but these are all pertain to the same thing. Then the next paragraph here, it says the attitude of, well, I've forgiven them, but I sure won't ever forget it, is not good enough. This forgiveness must be real, and it has to be from your heart. You have to mean it. Because it is so important, please read this whole parable that Jesus taught. I'm not going to read it tonight, but that's the one where the king forgave the one man $20 million. And then that same guy went out and wouldn't forgive his neighbor of $20. And you know the end result. The king says, all right, you should have forgave him like I forgave you. I'm putting you in prison, and you're not coming out. And you're going to be tormented. How many wants to live in torment? I don't think so. Okay? So it's real important, see? It's real important. Now, picture in your mind that faith is like a large pipe that extends from heaven to you. All of the blessings of God must come to you through that pipe. None of us can afford to let unforgiveness, bitterness, and strife plug up our pipe of faith. Is that clear enough? A little mental picture? Now, does that, of course, Jody wasn't here. Does that help summarize last week? Do you remember? Okay. Now watch this. And this is the last one for tonight. This goes right behind the other page. Here we go. Yes. This is the doing part of forgiveness. That's the theory. That was the lesson. But now this is the doing part. Remember last week all I had, I gave you out blank sheets of paper to write names down.
Yeah.
Of people that you knew, that you still had some unforgiveness in your heart, that you needed to pray for until it was gone. But this is better because it not only, can you do that, but it also tells you why. What's going on? You guys partying over here? Every time I turn my back over here. Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Now, the idea every week is to more and more all of us become doers of the word, right? Okay? So I got it up here at the top, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You may think that there are certain people that you simply cannot forgive because of how terribly they have wronged you. You, Lindsay, you look within, that's my granddaughter, Lindsay. You look within yourself and you simply cannot find the capacity to forgive them. I've been there. I've been there. Remember, we are not under law but grace. Whenever we come up to a commandment that we cannot obey, we simply do what we can do and ask for God to do the rest. And I wanted to put this verse on there for you, Matthew 19:26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible. Say it with me. But with God, all things are possible. And I'm with God. Okay? So Jesus gave us instructions on what to do regarding people that we need to forgive. Here it is, Luke 6:27-28. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. That's real easy. Nobody has any problem with that. Do good to them which hate you. That's no problem for anybody. Bless them that curse you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. I mean, let's be real honest. From a normal human standpoint, that's about as impossible as it gets. You won't find many commandments that are more impossible than that one right there until you start, you know, be transformed by the Holy Ghost. But now look, he says if you'll start and just, you know, what he says is pray. Let's just start with pray. That's something we can do. You may not want to. Your emotions may not feel like it. Remember when I started doing it, I said, I told God, I'm just doing this out of obedience. I don't even want them blessed, but I'm willing to be made willing. I'm willing for you to change me. So I would start, God, bless them. You know I don't mean it, you know, but I kept doing it, see? So here's the instructions. It's just real simple. Jesus said, before I read that, Jesus said, two men, he gave the parable of two men. He says, one man built his house on the sand. Another man built his house on the rock. Now the storm came against both men's houses. And immediately the man who built his house on the sand, his house fell. The man who built his house on the rock, it didn't fall. And he tells us what that rock is. He dug deep. He dug deep and put his foundation on a rock. He that hears my words and does them. That's at the end of the same passage that has this scripture that we just read, Luke chapter 6. These are hard things. But he says, if you'll dig deep, build your house on this statement right here. Pray for those that despitefully use you, love your enemies, so forth and so on. That you're going to have to dig deep. This doesn't come normal to human beings. This is going to take some depth. We're going to have to get some of them stones out of our soil here to do this one. Okay? But if you'll start, he'll do the supernatural part. Okay? If we will simply begin by obeying Jesus' instructions to pray for those whom we need to forgive, and then ask for God's grace to make it real in our hearts, God will do it. He'll do it. We do what we can do. You can pray. You may not want to, but you can. Right? All right? He does what we cannot do. I couldn't resist it. Hallelujah. It is entirely possible to walk completely free from all unforgiveness, all strife, and all bitterness. The instructions are write down the names of anyone for which you know that you still have unforgiveness or bitterness against. Pray for them daily and trust God to make it real in your heart. Now that's, if you'll do that, those same names, you don't have to do it tonight, but you know, those same names that you put on that piece of paper last week, now just because you prayed for them last week, it would really surprise me if all roots of bitterness are gone after one prayer. Maybe, maybe not. I'm not going to say it's not. He had me pray for them till I knew. Till I knew. You'll know when you're totally forgiven, there's nothing left in you anymore. You may still remember what they did, but if anything, you just feel sorry for them. It's like, Lord, forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. They just didn't know what they're doing. It's that kind of an attitude. So write their names in here. Pray for them every day until your heart changes towards them. For some of you, you'll need to add about 3 pages of... I only have room for so many names here. Yeah, get college ruled, fine line paper, buy a whole spiral notebook full, put it in. But that's the whole idea, see. And as somebody else may offend you later on, they may do, you know, they may come and rip Dr. I don't want to speak this into existence, but they could, you know, it could happen that somebody might just cheat him out of some money. You know?
That's happened.
Their name, immediately when that happens, goes on your list.
No, you don't have to pick it up. If
well, okay. Well, you know what I'm saying. If it lodges there, and you can tell it, man, we want that pipe. How many want your faith pipe clean? I want my faith pipe so clean, God can send dump trucks of blessings down my pipe. You understand me? I don't even want a speed bump coming down through there. I don't want anything to, you know, any dollars to bounce out of my truck. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
The coin, though, when he steals from you, that's from the pay 7 gold, 100 gold.
Yeah, we're not talking about that tonight, though. Because that won't work if this ain't working.
Yeah, okay.
You see what I mean? Everything else hinges on you walking free. I mean, who was it told me that even after they left the Bible study last week, a day or two later, God, was it you, Angie? We brought somebody to mind and says,
I didn't even know. I still had hurt and pain in there for
a minute. And you say, oh, gosh, I thought I was over that. Yeah. And God's saying, no, you're not. They go on the list. You know, and He may deal with you from time. I don't know. He may deal with you from years past. There's still some roots of bitterness that in your mind... Yeah, in your mind, you know, you've kind of let it pass, but in your heart, it's still there, and it's hindering your flow of blessing. So it's important. But yes, God will bring to your remembrance those kind of things. Does this make sense to you? You like this? Hallelujah! I'm liking it. Does that? You think that'll help? That kind of thing? Hallelujah! Glory to God. I will be real interested. And I'm more than interested. Well, let me back up a little bit. I'm trying to obey God, and I know my time is limited. Based on things that God's told us, this Bible study is not going on forever, you guys. I mean, things are changing, and I don't know how long we have. So as rapidly as I can, we're going to get this in there. I don't know exactly. He may continue it in a different way. I don't know. But I just know what's happening, and eventually we're going to be traveling quite a bit. Either that or the Lord doesn't know what He's talking about. And it's hard for me to hold a Thursday night Bible study here when I'm in Omaha. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, now. But I don't know. That may be ways off. You know, sometimes the Lord tells you something that's 3 years from now, too. So, I mean, all I'm saying, in my heart, He's going, trainer, train. This is a training thing. If it don't ever get you, I mean, you can agree with what I say every Thursday night for a year, but if you don't start doing what the Word says, you haven't helped yourself. You have not helped yourself. It's only the doer of the Word that's blessed in his deed. So, as quickly as possible, and I may be adding things to this. Well, I'm listening. I may some of the high points from the last year, lessons that we've taught, I may go through and even get, you know, pick up some worksheets out of those to get them in your manual. I don't know. What I started to say, as I'm doing this, I have no pattern to follow. I don't know anybody else that's ever done it quite like this. I see this almost like a continuing seminar. You know, you go to these seminars and they have workbooks and things to do, you know. But I would be real interested in your suggestions. If there's anything, you know, something that you think of, say, boy, this would help me if you do that. For example, one of the things I'm going to put in there, you remember that sheet that I handed out that had all of those scriptures for prosperity? Remember that? Well, you need to have that in your ring binder. Yes, sir?
Plane tickets to Omaha.
Plane tickets to Omaha. Okay. Well, that's up. Seek ye the Lord, and you shall prosper. Hallelujah. Now, but I really would be real interested. And I want to ask you one other thing. Sooner or later, one of the things I'm going to put in there, remember that day I handed out a time for a week plan so you could start scheduling your time. If I ever hand out a form that's too complicated, that you don't understand, I didn't intend to. Just understand that from the get-go. I mean, it would be stupid for me to give you a form that you can't use. You know, from that, don't feel embarrassed. If anything, I'll be embarrassed. Say, Gary, I don't understand that. You got to remember now. You know, I mean, I have engineering training, and I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm trying to give you something you can use. But if I hand you something, you're going, it's pretty, but I don't know how to use that. Tell me, and I'll do something. I'll pray, and hopefully that won't happen very often. Okay, you understand where I'm coming from? But just be honest with you. It's nothing to be embarrassed. I'm the one that should be embarrassed. I'm the teacher. If I give you something you can't use,
say, Gary, you did something really stupid.
Yeah.
By giving me this.
Why'd you give me that stupid form? You know, that I can't even. Yeah, that I can't even figure out. You know,
no,
well, don't be doing that.
I have a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
On that form that you're talking about.
Yeah.
To me, this is better because in there it says confess it 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's too hard to me to keep up with what time I'm going to be doing it or whatever. It's just, if it's 3 times a day, it shouldn't matter what time of day.
Yeah, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. My only concern is most people that I know after 16 years, mm-hmm. they don't do it 3 times a day unless they set a time to do it. Now you may be different. You are different than most people.
I'm not a scheduled person.
That's true, and that's fine. It really does. I mean, nowhere in the Bible do you find schedule time to confess the word. I understand that. That's just from experience. Most people are not very self motivated, and if they don't schedule their time, it's just not going to happen. They just kind of get led by the day. Whatever happens that day, and so nothing ever changes.
So now, see, that may change later on when I'm working it.
Yeah.
And right now, it would work better for me this way.
True. So the thing to do, you know, go ahead and take, you know, yeah, put the form in there and just leave it for later. It may come in handy sometime. See, I still use that form because everything changes all the time. You know, I mean, they'll change the services down at the church. You know, I mean, I've told you all my testimony. The Lord told me how many hours I'm supposed to be praying a week, and He doesn't really care when I do it, as long as I get in my hours.
I don't blame you then. If I were you, I'd keep one.
To be quite honest with you, if I quit doing that, you know, I mean, He'll give me some grace, but if I was to get into a pattern of not doing that, He'll fire me. I won't be doing this. He'll fire me. He's just that real.
I would continue to do that, too.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, Gary, if I were you, I would, too.
Sure is easy for the pot to call a kettle black, anyway. Yeah, if I were you. Anyway, but the Lord is just that real, Tammy. I could tell she kind of, what? When I tell y'all He is like the CEO of any other corporation, He is just as interested in the kingdom of God and the bottom line as market share of souls, if you want to know. Just like Chrysler Motors is interested in their market share of the auto market, Jesus is interested in the kingdom of God's market share on earth.
And I think He has hired me numerous times and fired me.
Amen. Me too. I've been fired before. I don't want to be fired. I don't want to be fired again. You know?
And His market share is every soul belongs.
That's the goal.
He saith
the Lord. Yeah. Well, that's the goal. And He hires people to accomplish that goal. If we'll do what He says. Well, now see, He's told me how many hours I need to be praying. If I do that, I can keep my job. If I don't, it won't be long. I'll be doing something else. Maybe completely out of the kingdom, you know, go back to selling cars for Chrysler or something, you know. So the idea, whatever, remember, my only prosperity formula now is, everyone say with me, whatever He says,
whatever He says
to you, do it. Okay? Who all in here, when you first got born again, you first met Jesus, the grass was greener, the sky was bluer, the air was sweeter. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Listen. Listen. That is the honeymoon stage.
I want to go back to the honeymoon.
Everybody wants to go back to the honeymoon. Now, you're not going to like this. I'm telling you now.
Marry somebody else.
Yeah.
You're not going to like this. You ready for this? That appeals to people that are still ruled by their emotions.
Stoning.
Who's Stephen?
I'm leaving now.
That, when you fell in love and got married and had your honeymoon, what is it? Emotions, 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 man. I mean, you know, you're just bubbly and gushy and all of that, you know. And it's wonderful. And it's wonderful. Yeah. Flesh, flesh, flesh. Amen. Hallelujah, you know. But that's not a marriage. That is a honeymoon. That is a honeymoon. I would not trade mine and Sue's relationship now for what we had the first week we were married for anything on earth. I hardly knew her. Are you kidding me? I hardly knew the woman. But our marriage is so much more productive. It's so much more rich now. But it's not like the honeymoon. We're a relationship. We're one, really. If you want to know, we've been married 21 years this year. And we are so one, you know. I mean, there's times when I don't know what in the world she's thinking. There's times when she doesn't. But as far as our goals, our motivations, and our purposes, and what we're trying to accomplish in life, we're one. Amen? You see what I'm saying? You don't live your whole married life on emotions. Emotions are good. Again, I got to remind you again. At your core, you are a spirit. Okay? Your emotions don't even belong to the realm of the spirit. Emotions are in your soul. You are a spirit. You have a soul. But when you first get born again, you're way more soul, and you're way more attuned to your soul than you are your spirit. And that's why your emotions go crazy. I mean, in a good way, you know. But at your core, you are a spirit. God is a spirit. And as you grow up into Him and start communicating spirit to spirit, you start getting His heart becomes your heart. His desires start becoming your desires. You grow up. There's a union form now. He's the husband, really, and you're the Eve. And you're to adapt and fit in with His plans. And you see what I'm saying? You grow up in the spirit. You're not so controlled by your emotions. I like emotions as much as anybody else. I like being happy. But if I'm unhappy, I mean, if all hell's breaking loose around here, it's not going to affect one bit what I'm doing for Jesus today. Neither is it going to change what I'm saying. Neither is it going to affect my worship. And if I'm going through problems, you won't know about it until I give you the victory report.
Amen.
I've just learned in my spirit to follow Him, not my emotions. If you live there all the time in your emotions, and I like them as well as anybody, but if you live there all the time, when things are good, it's going to be great. And your relationship with Jesus is going to be great. And when all hell's breaking loose and the circumstances are really bad, you're going to be down. And your relationship with Him is going to be down too. Been there? You know I'm telling the truth.
Still there.
You know I'm telling the truth.
There.
The purpose of this book, I live there. What do you mean, do I know about? I live there. Huh? I am that. No, okay. The purpose of the Bible, really, the purpose of the training, the purpose of the workbook is really to get us out of that stage. I love my times of worship every so often, not every day. But in my own personal times of worship, every now and then He does still invade my emotions. And tears start running. And boy, I mean, it's just like He's right here. You know, that doesn't happen every day anymore. I don't live in that honeymoon stage. And I don't have to have it. I don't have to have it to have my relationship with Him either. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but at least He gave the Israelites like a year when they first got married, right?
Huh?
He gave the Israelites like a year when they first got married.
Well, I don't know how long your honeymoon was. You'll have to take that up with Him. Now, I got to mention one other thing. Thank God for the ministry of the prophet. We had the prophet stop by again this week. I've told y'all before, that's not the most exciting thing that'll ever happen to you. Everybody says, I wish God would send a prophet and talk to me. Well, the prophet, he's only got one thing on his mind when he comes in. He could care less about your little emotions or hurting your little feelings or stepping on your little toesy-wosies. His idea of serving God is, thus saith the Lord, do this, this, and this, or die. I'm gone. End of message later. Amen. I'll be at your funeral if you don't do these three things. Come. Bye. And that's it. And you're sitting there going, Well, I want to tell you this. Jody and Nancy and Colleen and Patty, you know, we sent them a videotape of the Bible study one night, so they've seen the picture. I knew from the beginning when I first this picture that hangs over our television, where it's Jesus rescuing. You can tell he's come through the wilderness. He's got brambles hanging from his back, and there's a sheep down on a ledge. I mean, that sheep is no way it can save itself. Can you see it, Jody?
Yes.
That sheep is in big time trouble. One false move, even trying to save itself, and it's probably a goner. And here Jesus is. He's got a hold of the cliff rock with his left hand, and he's extending with all of his might to save the sheep. Right? The prophet came by and gave me a better understanding. I knew when I first saw that picture that was my ministry. I knew that was what I, you know, that's the reason it's hanging there. But he gave me an even better understanding. And I'm just going to tell you what he told me as soon as I do this. Thank you. Excuse me. Okay, here it is. He said, who is that in that picture? I said, well, that's Jesus. Okay, and who's he rescuing? I said, well, the sheep, which that would be correspond to the people that come to the Bible study. And he says, don't ever forget that. He says, with my heart and my temperament, my natural personality, it would be real easy for me to slide over into the role of like a pastor, but I'm not a pastor. I've known that from my ordination. I'm a trainer. He says, what you've got to understand, Gary, my number one mission with this whole thing is to get Jody and Tammy and Angie and every single one of you where you hear His voice so you don't have to come and hear mine. That is the heart of what we're trying to do here. When your relationship develops to the point, why would you call me? And I'm not. Why would any of you need to? Because it's everybody. Why would any of you need to check with me when you can know how to check with Him? Now that's the ministry. That's what we're trying to accomplish. And it's only going to come as you yourself start putting your little baby tippy toes into the flooded Jordan yourself and watch your God start rolling the waters back for you. You didn't have to call me. You didn't have to get agreement from me and Sue. You didn't have to call us to fast for you. You see what I'm saying? Now, we're willing to do all of that as you grow. Don't get me wrong, okay? But the goal is, it's not me that can help you. It's Him. It's Jesus. You, your personal relationship with Him. Where you know when you call on Him, He answers you. He is your very present help in time of trouble. He is your rock, your fortress, your strong tower. You see what I'm saying? Now that's the purpose of what we're trying to accomplish here on Thursday nights. You yourself developing, honeymoons are nice, but you yourself developing such a relationship and the ability to hear the voice of God, to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit so clear, that you walk in that secret place of the Most High. Your words will become the same as David's. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That means all hell's breaking loose. You got that? Yea, though all hell breaketh loose on every side of me, I shall fear no evil. Why? For Gary is with me. No. For Thou art with me. Thy rod, Jesus, Thy staff, Jesus, comfort me. You lead me by the still waters. You make me lay down in the green pastures. You are my shepherd, and I hear Your voice. I never have to worry about what to do. You're the one leading me. You're my Savior. I trust in You completely, and I obey You completely. You see what I'm getting at? Do I need to go any further with that? Okay. So the whole idea, my job is to grow everybody up here. in the process, so you'll understand, me too. Whatever level I'm walking in right now, I can walk in a lot more. I've always told y'all, and I mean it, and I nearly had to do it one night, didn't I, George? If nobody shows up, I'm going to preach it just the same. I learn too much. I'm not kidding when I say that. You guys think I'm kidding. One night we had, what, three, four?
We had to write them out.
Yeah, I know, but, you know. But I'm telling you, if nobody showed up and if Sue went to play bingo and I was the only one here, you know, I'm going to preach it just the same. Because I learn too much. Yeah, I get to look, you know, get to AC, you know.
To be falling out the spirit, looking this already.
Hallelujah. 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 See, now what you really want, I know what you're saying when you say that. I've been there, I've said that too. I want that honeymoon again. See, what you really want is to rock, to walk on the rock all the time. That's really what you want. Where every moment of every day, he's as close as your breath. It ain't, no matter what's going on. Yeah, no matter what's going on.
That has been
Amen.
A prayer for the last
yeah.
week.
But
in his presence, there's no fear.
That's right. Remember that first thing there. He says, if you'll rise up and worship me, he says, put me first. Remember what he said in that thing I handed out to you? He says, I'll drive all fear out. There won't be any fear. All we really have, you guys, is the revelation. He told me this in 1986. I'll tell you, 10 years ago. He says, there's two things needful. I'm looking at Tammy. There's two things really needful. Number one, realize how great, how powerful, how exceedingly large is that King that's within you. That's the first thing you got to realize. And then secondly, realize how eager He wants to use His power on your behalf and on behalf of others. He said, when those two things are realized, the power flows. That's all it really takes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Even after the honeymoon stage, have a hunger for God and still have that fire. As long as that's going on, you're okay. You know what I'm saying?
See, the hunger has never left.
I myself, there's been times where even that left. But then when it came back, it's like, I can't get enough.
Well, there was that five-year period.
Yeah.
See, I don't know, how do you put this? We got took out, you know, for 5 years. But that hunger was still there. But I was doing everything I could to keep it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
we got hurt out there. We didn't want to get hurt again.
Yeah. I got to where I turned around and went, I mean, completely, instead of living for God, I was looking totally for Satan, into drugs and everything. And I lost the hunger, but there wasn't a time that anybody got around me and said anything about God that I would try to hide. How long have I come not see you?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't darken the doorstep.
That's
because
right.
I knew as soon as you talked to me, I'd be like, oh,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
And at that time, you know, I was just like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because I was living in what I was living in right
then. Yeah.
But I was still tender.
That's right.
Tender as far as I couldn't even hear anybody, you know. And if anybody said anything about God, I'd be like, no, you don't say that. You know, whatever. I still defensive or whatever. But the hunger where I was seeking for Him wasn't there. But I was still tender toward Him or whatever.
Well, He was still in there. See, the Holy Ghost never left you during that period of time. Remember that one lesson I taught? I can't remember how it goes now, but the point of it was the Holy Spirit never leaves you. The Holy Spirit's call, that was the name of it, the Holy Spirit's call. He never leaves you. Never. If He does, for Him to leave you would be the same as if Jesus crawled out off of the cross right at the last minute and says, nope, I ain't doing it. Because in the same way that God called Jesus to die on the cross, that was His call. The Holy Spirit's call has been come. Jesus said, He will come and abide with you forever.
I wonder why. I was at that point in my life where I was living like that, if I was to see somebody, say I see you and Sue out somewhere, Walmart or something, I would walk the other way to not face you.
Yeah.
Why would a person do that if you've been there and you know, because you know that's
your own heart's condemning you. It's not Him, it's your own heart, the Bible says.
Hadn't you been a demon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been around plenty of
Yeah.
But it's your own heart condemning you because you know you're not doing what you should be doing, see? So I don't want to get around them, you know? It's your own heart. It's not the Holy Ghost. He's, if you could hear Him, see, you're doing everything. He's there, but you're doing everything you can to squash Him down.
Yeah.
But if you could hear Him, He's going, go talk to Him.
What are you doing? Turn around, go back.
Repent, you know? Which in that case, if you're in Walmart, literally would mean, instead of walking away from us, repent. That means turn around and go the other way. Come back. I mean, that'd be the perfect time to use the word repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, anyway, the purpose for tonight was mainly to get started with this. I know we didn't really teach much tonight, but you've got enough in there to keep you pretty busy between now and next Thursday. Go through those two booklets. Start saying them. Just start saying them. It's the number one thing you can do to start turning your life around. Even if every word of it seems to be not the truth in your life right now. Like, you know, the prosperity scriptures or the peace, you know, the ones that says free from anxiety and worry. In Shirley's case, all of those scriptures about your healing. I know every time you say it right now, you know, your spirit's going to be going, well, that's a lie. You know, the human part of you, that's a lie. But what is... It can't be a lie. God's Word is truth, see? So the best thing you can do is start saying the Word of God. Say it with me again. I will never rise
above my confession.
Well, man, that means I want my confession up pretty high. Amen?